हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल। श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी लाल की, श्री श्री राधावन बिहारी जी की, श्री वृंदावन धाम की, जमुना मैया की, गिरिराज गोवर्धन की, निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। बाय द अनलिमिटेड ग्रेस ऑफ श्री गुरुदेव एंड परम गुरुदेव वी आर नाउ सिटिंग इन श्री वृंदावन धाम। वी वर डिस्कसिंग अर्लियर दिस डे टुडे मॉर्निंग यस्टरडे that Sri Vrindavan Dham is a state of consciousness. It is also a place with mountains and rivers and forests and beautiful things. But essentially it is a state of consciousness. And when that state of consciousness is achieved, whatever you see is Vrindavan. Even if you see actual Vrindavan, it's also Vrindavan. Whatever else you see also is Vrindavan. Whichever flowing water you see, it's Jamuna. Whichever hill you see is Govardhan. This is given in scriptures. So the most important thing in human life is developing consciousness. And that is the very purpose of human life. Is to develop this beautiful consciousness. But this is the only body in 8.4 million species, 84 lakh loni, in all these thousands and millions of life species that we get. This is the only body that we have, in which all demigods also are included, 4 lakh species. Only in this particular body there is a facility of a consciousness which is developable towards Vrindavan consciousness, towards Krishna consciousness, towards God consciousness. And all the energy, all the intelligence, all the mind power, will power, power of feelings, power of desire, all this is supposed to be dovetailed in developing this consciousness, so that this consciousness will take the soul one day in union with Sri Krishna in service. It's such a precious life. And all that we do is actually supposed to be oriented toward this, supposed to be directed towards this. All that, all the work that you do, all the duties that you do, all the professional activities that you do, whatever you do, housewife is cooking, or man is earning money, farmer is farming, Brahman is performing yagya, Kshatriya is doing administration, Shudra is helping everybody else, doing menial services. Whoever is in human body, in whichever category of work and profession he is in, all that work is supposed to lead him to develop his consciousness towards the Lord. Then this life becomes actual human life. If the effort is not done to develop this consciousness to God consciousness, to Krishna consciousness, then this life is animal life. The animal life means no God consciousness, only sense gratification. Ahar, Nidra, Bhaya, Maithun. Only four things. To the degree we are engaged in the activities of eating, sleeping, sexual contact and defense. To the degree, I am not saying to the full degree. Whatever degree we are into this activity, we are in animal kingdom. Dvipada Pashu, as per Bhagavatam. Body of a human being, having two legs and two hands, but life of an animal. And when we give up these animalistic activities, focused on Indriya Bhog, focused on sense gratification, focused on enjoying the resources of material nature around us, to that degree we'll remain in animal kingdom, in human body. And when we maintain that kind of consciousness, then Supreme Lord will think, oh, I gave this person something higher and he always used that for something lower. And that too, it is so deficient to do something lower. Because if you think of eating, then I have an elephant project for you. Element software, format for you. You can eat in tons of food compared to what you eat in human being life. Oh, if you want to sleep, I have a body of bear for you. I have a body of a frog who can go in hibernation for 6 months in a year underground without even breathing air also. What to speak of eating? Just sleeping. Teddy bear is sleeping for 6 months in a row. Why become human being if you want to sleep long? If you want to have sex, oh, I have got bodies for you of pigeon and pig. You know, 64 times a day you can enjoy sex. Human body is not equipped for that kind of activity. And defense, oh, I've got tiger, I've got lion, I've got so many animals are there who are unarmed. If you stand in front of them, they will devour 100 men at one time. What to speak of one-to-one fight? Huh? You can't challenge a lion. We go to national park every day for walk, you know. A corner of the mind is always thinking about leopard. If he comes, then what will happen? However intelligent, powerful, scientific, you have created weapons, you have created so many ammunitions. But if you suppose happen to be unharmed in front of a tiger or a leopard or a lion, finished, you will be devoured within no time. So Lord will say, oh, this person, I gave him big facility and he misused it. So I will give him a facility which is befitting his consciousness. Now he has shown me interest in eating. I will award him my elephant's body. So he can eat tons of food at one time. I can make him a hog. I can make him a hippopotamus. So he can eat to his heart's content. He has shown me, as the essence of his activity of all throughout his life, is attraction to opposite sex. Then I will make him pig. And he will never get tired. I'll make him pigeon. He'll be light and never get tired. Constantly he can keep on doing the same activity. But this human body is very precious. It is a woman's body, child's body, man's body, or old man's body. This has got human time. And this human time is endowed with a capacity to connect us with God. No other life has given this facility. Only this time, human time, not a bird lifetime, not an animal lifetime, not any other species lifetime, only human lifetime is bestowed with the capacity at any stage to connect with Lord. We are doing Garbha Sanskar in Bhakti Vedanta Hospital. What to speak of after birth? Before birth, in 9 months, all there are series of things that we do to help the soul inside the womb to connect with the Lord. Imagine the development of consciousness of the soul in the womb of a human mother is possible because it is human. You can develop it right from the childhood. The affinity for Sri Krishna can be developed by a planned program. It's not something we have developed in Bhaktivedanta. It's there in scriptures. You can see the power of human life. Some children, they die in the womb due to some medical condition, some karmic connections. And the mothers come to us, "Oh doctor, our child has got some fetal abnormality, some congenital malformation, something which is going to make life very miserable or deficient like anything. So our doctor is telling us you should abort the baby." And we say, no, you can't abort the baby. Whatever type of life and quality of life the soul has got in the womb is ordained by God. He is the giver of life, maybe with deformity or without deformity. And He is the decider, the deciding factor, how long the soul should live. We are no one to intervene in between, because we understand medically that life will be very bad. So the medical doctor will immediately advise, finish off. Get away. Try another one. Maybe better one. But we spiritual people will advise them, no. Let the child be. The Lord has given some lifespan in human body. Maybe inside the womb. Maybe 3 months, maybe 6 months, maybe 7 months. Time comes to an end, it will end on its own. You don't worry. But there is a possibility of development of consciousness of that child in the womb to a certain stage. And there is a purpose behind that, why the Lord has given only 6 months in the womb. And then dying. So we use that time, we tell the mother, give the full program to the mother and tell the mother, this is what you do, and focus your mind on the child in the womb, so that the child within the short span of life that he has or she has in the womb can be utilized to connect with the Lord completely. And there are methods how to connect with the Lord. There are methods how to speak with the child in the womb. If there is a normal child, you can even teach shlokas to the child. You can teach mathematics to the child. You can give culture, you can give personality, you can give values. You can connect the child to various personalities like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Krishna, Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, and Subal and Ujjwal. And so many variety of personalities. You can connect the child through sound vibration. The effect of sound vibration is the maximum and most subtle and most divine in human life, even though it is in the womb. You can see the quality of life that we have received is so spiritually powerful, so capable of connecting a lost soul to his father, Sri Krishna. So many lifetimes after lifetimes of millions upon lifetimes we have been struggling here to enjoy, independent of the Lord. You know, we teach our nursing students that the original problem is we desire to enjoy separately. That made us fall down in the material world. That made us get the material body. Then there are 3 modes of material nature. Then there are 3 with the tap. 3 kinds of miseries. Adi Atmika, Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivika. Then there is action. And then there is reaction. Then there is karma bandhana. Everybody is bound by the reactions of the activities that one does. And then life just goes on suffering the reactions of the activity. Suffering and suffering and suffering. A variety kind of sufferings. And continual desire, while we contact with the resources of material objects, they keep on reacting and keep on acting, trying to enjoy them and keep on suffering perpetually. In this situation, this lifetime that we have got is an opportunity to get out of that vicious cycle of repeated birth and death. And although we become devotees, still our mind dwells in sense anticipation. Still our mind plans how to go about it. And some part of life is, when we are with devotees in temple, we are oriented toward Krishna, and most of the time that we have is oriented towards Maya. But the potential remains same. Whether I look this side or I look that side, the potential that I have to connect with the Lord is remaining same. I need somebody to wake me up and show me, look at this side. Then I will keep looking at that side. Otherwise I will keep looking everywhere. So Sri Krishna Janmashtami, amongst the unlimited opportunity that we have in human life per se to connect with the Lord, is an intensified opportunity. So that we can all gear up to this festival. Sri Krishna is there. He is always there. He is always next to you in the heart. Riddheshe Arjun Tishtati. He has never left you. Even when we were stool in the worm, the worm in the stool, even in that body also He was with us as Paramatma, accompanying us, waiting patiently when the soul will turn to Me and try to connect with Me. We have looked on that side, but He has been always looking at you and traveling with you and connecting with you and waiting for you. So He is always there. He is there in GV, He is there in Wada, He is there in Palghar, He is there in Mumbai, He is there in America, He is there in England, He is there in Siberia, He is there in Russia, He is there everywhere. In village, in town, every place He is there. But still, when Sri Krishna Janmashtami comes, it's an enhanced, empowered opportunity for all of us to really effectively connect back with Him with full consciousness and full preparation. That is why it's a great fortune while Sri Krishna comes. There is no need for Sri Krishna to come in the material world. As much as the Prime Minister Doe has no need to go to prison, because he knows all the rascals are in the prison. He knows that no saintly people are in prison. He knows all the criminals, all those who are committed mistakes, committed crimes, they are caught and they are put in the jail. And he has no reason to, no desire or no requirement to go to prison. And still you find the Prime Minister in the prison? Maybe one cause may be there. He is kind. He wants to develop a program of prisoners' development, rehabilitation, vocational guidance, prisoner upliftment program, correction of consciousness. Right? We have... Of late there was a market of things made by prisoners in the prison, and some NGO is guiding them to do some vocational thing, some decorative item, some tokri, something like that, and that has been put in the market to uplift them, to really rehabilitate them. Similarly, Sri Krishna has no need to come here in the material world. His world is very beautiful. Where He stays, there is no time having effect on that. Here time is effective, making all of us old in the course of time. Making our hair grey, making our body fragile in the course of time. But in Golok Vrindavan, when Krishna says, time is there but has no effect, everyone remains of the same age that he likes to be in. Imagine the situation. You can be, if you want to be at 4 years of age, you can be in 4 years of age all the time. Or you can remain, I thought my life was best at 16, up to 20. So you can remain 16 all the time. Your body will never age. It will never get diseased. It will have full enthusiasm, happiness, and everything that you need. Full health, full pink of consciousness. So no time effect is there. There are no three modes of material nature there. Sattvagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. Only one guna, Divya guna, transcendence. Everything is so divine over there. There is no ritu in the course of time. The ritu comes to you as a person and puts up himself as and when you want. When Sri Krishna was born, all the six ritus appeared at the best of their presentations. This is only possible with Krishna. So when Sri Krishna is there in Golok Vrindavan, all these beautiful ritus, these seasons exist whenever Krishna wants. To whatever degree they should be manifesting their glories, They are available. There is no misery is caused by nature. There is no misery is caused by other fellow gopalas and coward boys and coward girls. No misery is caused by anybody there. No one pulls anybody's legs. No politics. No, you know, diminishing anybody's glory, trying to subdue somebody for our selfish gains. Nothing like that. And then no adhyatmic miseries. Nobody is saying, one day I want to become Krishna there. It's too much for him to be there long time. I should qualify one day. And then he cannot become, and then he is suffering there because he cannot become. Like here, there is one seat of Prime Minister, and there are so many candidates. You know, every state there is one candidate. He thinks he is fit for that. And he is crying because he has not sat on the chair. Nothing like that. No karma, whatever you do, there is no karma bandhana. We have karma bandhana here. Whatever good or bad we do, we have to have reaction, suffer or enjoy that. Bound. I can't say I will jump from 6th floor, but my legs should not be broken. It will break. Or nothing will happen to you if there is good karma. So there is no reason. Plus we have rebelled against him. He has kept us happy over there. And we chose, no, I will leave from here. I just cannot accept you as my Lord and my Master. Why only you all the time? Why not me sometime? why don't you take some break in between? How long you will be God all the time? Give me some time at least I can be in that position. And you also can worship me sometimes as I am worshipping you all the time. So we have to come down here. And this is a gathering of all such souls who have rebelled against him, who have defied his law and decided to be independent. Wherever, kidhar bhi chalega, but not with you. Like that disputed couple, married couple says, ki, I'll live in hell, but not with you. I'm so frustrated with you. So he's happy, people are serving him, loving him. Complete surrender, full focus, attachment. Ekameva advitiya, affection to Krishna. But still he chooses to come. Giving up his so-called enjoyment for some time. Of course, there is no need to give up enjoyment. His enjoyment will continue wherever he goes. Whichever place is he goes, that place becomes Golok Vrindavan. But he comes down specifically out of compassion. That is a driving force within Krishna. Some scriptures, it is said that Krishna has one disease. The disease of compassion. He is just completely obsessed. It's fully the vegam of compassion is so much in him that he just insistently goes on expressing his compassion. So it begins with Mother Earth crying, fine. But the whole appearance is based upon compassion to all of us. So that he can exhibit his Vrindavan in the material world. He can manifest it by his activities, by his powers. He bring his chosen team with him and display his pastimes of joy and happiness and bliss, which the soul is hankering for. The soul is missing it all the time. To exhibit that, he comes down. So we have to understand the purpose and the mood with which he comes. The child leaves father's home and polishing shoes on the railway station. The father is not happy. Oh, he rebelled against me. Let him get lost and suffer. I don't care. He will send his brother, the child's uncle. He will send his friend. He will send his neighbor to find out where is he eating, what is he doing, how is he comfortable or not comfortable, how does he look like, is he okay, is he pale. And then he sends people to request him, Baba, you come home. Papa is waiting for you. So, no, I will die here polishing shoes of people. I will not go to that father's house. And one day out of compassion, even though he has got such negative responses by the rebelled son, for all his compassion approaches, still the love and compassion is so deep that it compels the father to go to railway station and meet the son. My dear son, I love you. Why are you suffering here polishing shoes of others? I'll get people polish your shoes. I've got nice food for you at home. Nice mansion to sleep. air conditioned, vehicle for you to move, clothes for you to wear, money for you to educate yourself, get affluent. Everything is for you, my son. I'm getting old, I'm going to die very soon. Everything is going to be your heritage. Please come home. That is compassion. In exactly similar mood, Sri Krishna is coming. First he is sending Sri Vrindavan Dham. Along with that, Govardhan and Jamuna ji. Brings Radharani with him. Brings all the gopis with him. Brings his mother and father with him. All his entourage, all his lovable people. Who say, yes, my dear Lord, we also will come to you. If your mission is to rescue all those who are down, if your mission is, your desire is to bring all the people who are suffering down up and enjoy with us, we would like to join you and assist you in your mission. So Lord makes an elaborate plan. It's given in Garga Sanhita. How he instructs everybody. You go here, you go to Gokul and take birth, you go to Vrindavan and take birth, you become Yadus, you become this, you become, take your positions and I will appear on an opportune time. And then we'll all together will make a script and we will do some of the pastimes that we do up all the time upstairs. And still, because everything made by the Lord is unlimited, amaryad, asim. Whatever a part of it also is, also asab, amaryad and asim. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam, Purnat Purnamudachyate, Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnam Eva Vasishyate. A complete whole gives up one part of it, it's also a complete whole. It's as unlimited as the full whole from which it came. And the complete whole from which this complete whole came never becomes deficient when the complete whole comes out of it also. So technically it's a part of it. But transcendentally it is a complete unit in itself. Even after a unit comes out of it, there is no deficiency in the original complete. That is divinity. That is transcendence. So he creates it. Technically something like 84 crores of land he sends here with Govardhan and Yamuna. But essentially it is complete. And technically he brings some of the pastimes from there here and performs. But what he performs here is unlimited. You see? That is Supreme Lord. With our limited brains we can't understand the unlimited nature of transcendence of Sri Krishna and his personality and his activity. That is why one sloka says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvatah. We just read on this Monday in our nursing school, that shloka. Janma karma chame divyam. In this lifetime of whatever limited energy we have and the time we have and whatever consciousness we have gathered by practice, with all that, if you understand that his birth is divine and his activities are also divine, that will be enough for us to go back to him at the end of this life. You can see the kindness in Sri Krishna with which he comes actually. When there is no need, when we are rebellious souls, when we are arrogant and impudent, still he is choosing to come to you, exhibiting his pastimes, his leelas, appearing to be having taken birth, toddling, speaking broken language, learning to walk. You can see? One who spoke Bhagavad Gita is learning to talk from his mother. One who runs the whole universe is learning to walk by holding his father's and mother's hands. One who owns everything is stealing butter, appearing to be a thief, appearing to be getting punished. All those ordinary looking activities, you know, he is performing for our pleasure, for our purification, for our upliftment, for our saving us, for our rescue. And we still say that yes, yes, very nice, but I don't have time. I have got other agenda in life. So many of us, we have taken devotional garb. So many have not taken up till now. They are religious, they are spiritual, they believe in Lord. But still, we don't make him as the top priority of our life. He's somewhere down the line, 8th, 9th and 10th. Top priority is money, top priority is sex, top priority is influence, top priority is power, whatever we are infatuated with. Top priority is to become prime minister in this life. Top priority is to become very powerful, influential. He's there somewhere. But we don't put him as top priority in our life. The moment we put him as top priority in our life, he puts us in his life as top priority. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajami ham. So yes, he's there, but he's not top priority. And Janmashtami is another opportunity to reinstate him from his slipping position. Slipping, he's slipping from our top priority list. He's slipping from 1 to 4th, 5th, 6th. Again put him, reinstate him on top priority, on number one position, and deal with him accordingly. As long as you keep him in the top priority position, he will keep you in his top priority. Arjuna kept him on top priority. So Sri Krishna said, with or without weapon, I am yours. I will serve you. I will pull your chariot. I will take care of your horses. Because he said, my Lord, I don't want your Narayani Sena. I don't want any of your provinces. I want you, my Lord. If such a person is there, who is not interested in your provinces, in your chakra, in your weapons, in your Sena, in your influence, and he's also not going to be standing as a warrior, even neutrally. He's going to become a menial servant. What is the use of that person in the war? Duryodhan, like people are thinking like this. Good, if you're happy, take him. I will take the Sena. I will take his energies. I will take his power for my help. But Arjuna said, I don't want any of this thing, my Lord. Oh dear Keshav, I want you. Please guide me. I want your guidance. And that fellow which having no weapons, no Maharathi position, no chariot, twisted the whole Mahabharata war. Full war. Ulta pulta kar diya, complete. They were thinking, kya hai abhi? Nothing is there. Balram has gone on pilgrimage. Sri Krishna has become a charioteer. And 7 and 11, we are 11, Akshoyani, Sena. And we have Bhishma, we have so many powerful commanders. Each one is enough, alone enough to finish everybody. And we have many of them. So we have many backups. But then one person called Sri Gopal, Sri Krishna, without weapons, being a Shudra in one sense, you know, being a charioteer, Sarathi, just by his guidance, he twisted the whole Mahabharata picture. If any sane person, any exit polls would have gone, they would have said, no chance to Pandavas. But the end result is totally different. Everybody is finished. Arjuna is as intact as he was in the beginning of war. And now in becoming glorious and victorious. This is the situation when you make Krishna number one priority in your life. This is the situation when you accept him as your master. This is when we choose him as our shelter. Arjuna did not know exactly how he was going to do it. He had faith. But what happened in those 18 days was not even iota of knowledge to Arjuna. What happened afterwards was unknown to anybody, including Arjuna. But the way it was planned, the way they made mistakes, Arjuna and Pandavas, the way Krishna resolved them, at times they almost lost the war. Gaya abhi, finished. I took a vow that I will kill Jayadrath before tomorrow's sunset and finished. In the urge, in the spurt of the emotions, I took the vow. And now look, I am going to be dying, entering the fire. Such many occasions came in the war. But how intelligently Krishna took them out. Keeping everything, their vows and their whimsical vow taking, everything. Keeping all that intact, he made them glorious. That means when we take shelter of him, all our faults also are covered very nicely by Sri Krishna. And with all our faults, it still brings us to top position. So only because that one is standing next to zero. If one is removed from the zero, it is zero, it has no value, it is useless. It's going to be devoured soon, it's going to be finished from the face of the earth. But the whole effort in life should be keeping that one next to us. That one personality called Sri Krishna. And we constantly keep that person next to us as our master, as our top priority, as our only shelter, and only resort. then we will go through many ups and downs, but still will be rescued all the time. So here, by the leela of appearing in this world, so-called taking birth in this world, appearing like an ordinary child, he is giving us a renewed opportunity. My dear children, my dear souls, my dear fellow children, I am here for you. I am back again. Please think of me. I am here to make you think of me. Just by thinking of me, oh my dear ones, you will be freed from every calamity in life. All the sufferings that you are supposed to undergo will be finished by me. Your life will change. A Shudra will be seen worshipping the deities. Is that right? There are so many amongst us who are not born as Brahmins. Born as SC, ST, OBC and NT and whatever. You can go down. They are seen to be worshipping their Mlechhas and Yavanas. They are worshipping deities. That means not only wherever we are, we remain safe. We are uplifted constantly. In this lifetime when we are here. At the end of lifetime, we are taken back home in the beautiful world. You know, one of our senior counselors became devotee just by hearing the song. Jahan gham bhi na ho, aansu bhi na ho, bas pyar hi pyar pale, aise ek gagan ke tale, aale ke chalu. I will take you. So he was about to commit suicide at railway track. And somewhere during some festival like, you know, India, Navaratri, Ganpati, some record was being played. And he stopped. He said, maybe there is one world where I can still expect to be loved, to be there, and everybody will love me, no gum, no unhappiness. And the fact is, he found that world. Maybe he has not reached that world yet, but he understood the address, where the address is, and how to reach there. This is our hope, that now the address is known, now destination is known, the method is known, the people who are going on the same train are known. Every arrangement that needs to be done to reach that destination is also done, is in the process. And the stations which are supposed to be on the journey are also coming. Suppose I start from Palghar to Mumbai. And I don't know where I am going. I will, hey, Virar aa gaya. So I know, okay, Virar, yeah, it's on the way. Then Mira Road comes, yeah, now, Mira Road. Then Borivali comes, then Grant Road will come, then Chowpatty will come. So it's not like I am lost, you know, I mean, train is somewhere in the middle of wilderness. And no Virar, no Mira Road, no Borivali is coming. No, you also see the milestones in between, assuring you are on the path back. That is the glory of our life, actually. We are so fortunate, actually. So fortunate. We have been given the best of all best things. Best sampradaya. Best philosophy. Which only, we doesn't accept anything but ultimate loving devotional service, prema bhakti, as the highest goal. No moksha, no artha, no dharma, nothing. No sense gratification only. Highest goal possible is there in our sampradaya. Highest philosophy. Wonderful, most exemplary people guiding us as acharyas. Most wonderful Sri Vrindavan Dham. Most choicest association of sincerest possible devotees around us. Look at our wealth. This wealth you can't buy with money. Real wealth is that which is not purchasable by money. How many things you have in life which is not buyable by money? That much rich you are. And all those real riches are, you know, showered upon us. We are all drowning in that wealth. You can imagine. This is our wealth. We have the best spiritual master who is so compassionate, so concerned, so kind, so much wanted by everybody. We have Srila Prabhupada as our Parama Guru, who saved the whole world, who has opened a backdoor entry for all of us in Golok Vrindavan. He said that you just chant Hare Krishna, follow four related principles, do not offend devotees. I will take you back home, back to Godhead. Imagine, so simplified it is. So sublime and so simplified. And a guarantee that is given to us. Just remain inoffensive to devotees, chant Hare Krishna. And whatever little service, insignificant one can do, keep doing. Sincere heart. Simplistic way of developing consciousness to the pure consciousness. That has been offered to us. And on top of that, we have manifested Vrindavan, seven temples, Govardhan, Jamunaji, so transcendental, such vibration, such nourishing atmosphere to the soul. Somebody cannot go all the way, it's close by available. We are sitting and chanting and thinking, wow, how things are manifesting. Only a pure devotee can do it. Only by the interference of a pure devotee in our life, this can happen. So if in a forest of, in a normal forest, if Sri Vrindavan can appear, Sri Yamunaji can appear, in our heart, in our consciousness also, Sri Krishna can appear and make it Vrindavan. Make our life so sublime, in the middle of disease, in the middle of suffering, in the middle of pain, you can be raised above all that suffering platform into a transcendental platform. Any time of life, Krishna consciousness is a situation of making you blissful in the middle of all your sufferings of life. Not when everything is fine, you can experience bliss. It's not like that. You have the worst of all miseries in your life and still you can experience the highest of bliss in your life. That is actually what is Krishna consciousness all about. And that opportunity Sri Krishna is giving us. Reviving the opportunity, reminding the opportunity, coming back again every year by the festival to remind us. How to prepare for Janmashtami is to cultivate gratitude in the heart. Appreciating what we have received. Be thankful. In a grateful heart, Sri Krishna resides very comfortably. Sri Krishna uplifts you very comfortably if you are grateful. We may not have any, we may be lusty, we may be greedy, we may be angry, we may be so many things. It's still there, we are fighting, struggling. It's lifetimes and lifetimes of project, unending project. With no hope and no success seen far in the horizon in our efforts. But still, if one harbors gratitude and appreciate all those beautiful things that we received, which are not buyable by money, Sri Krishna will be so happy to grace us, to uplift us, to enrich us, to make our life sublime. From wherever we are, He can uplift us. When we chant the holy name in the morning, Janmashtami is happening every day. Krishna is appearing in the heart every day. Provided we chant with grateful heart and attentiveness, Sri Krishna Janmashtami will appear every day in our heart. So this day of Janmashtami is reminding us that this Janmashtami can be in your life every day. Whenever you call me, I will appear. Whenever you remember me, I will be there with you to save you. And that is our greatest fortune. So, Sri Krishna promised Radharani that I will not go without you. She said, I am not coming because Vrindavan is not going to be there. And he said, no, I knew already, so there was no need of falling unconscious. I already sent 84 Krusha, portion of Golok Vrindavan with Jamuna and Govardhan. And they will be always there. The essential aspect, ingredient of Sri Brajdham is Jamuna and Govardhan. Standing there, flowing gracefully to uplift our lives, to purify us in any conditions of life, any situation of life, any condition of impurity, we approach them. They will immediately, instantly purify us. By darshan, by thinking of them, by touching them, by taking their bath, by talking about them, by variety of methods, we connect with these two, three items, Vrindavan, Jamuna and Govardhan. Whatever fallen condition we may be, we immediately get uplifted. That is the potency. So we can even see this Vrindavan mundane way. Oh, water is not clean. Oh, mountain is not clean. It's so dirty everywhere, unorganized. Or we see the divinity behind it. Ultimately, the tool that we require to understand all this thing is faith. With the tool of faith, everything can be understood very nicely. Otherwise, everything is nullified. If this faith is not there, everything is simply useless and nullified. A null and void. As if nothing, not existing. But the tool of faith, which will convert itself into nishtha one day, everything that is most intricate, most complicated, can be understood very easily with the power of faith. So we have faith. The Sri Krishna is there in the deity. Sri Krishna is there in the holy name. Sri Krishna manifests as the holy dham. Sri Krishna is manifesting in the pastimes that he is performing. I may not be able to see it now. I can think about it. I can memorize it. I can recite it. I can talk about it. I can relish it myself within, alone. In all these ways, he will be with me. So many variety of ways. Today I am not able to meditate on the pastimes. I can go to the place where pastime is performed. I can read the pastime from the books of acharyas. I can discuss with fellow devotees. I can hear from somebody else. So many variety of ways if you get bored with one. Is it not act of compassion? He is not saying, "Ana hai to aajao, ek rasta hai, no other way." No, he says so many ways, variety of ways, variety of blissful ways, variety of choiceful ways. At times you can choose and be with me. But just be with me. I love you. I request you. Please be with me. I'll save you. I'll protect you. I'll take care of you. I'll make you happy. How many times Krishna is promising us? We have to simply say, "Yes, sir." And thank you. "Yes, sir, thank you. I'm grateful for what you have given us." When I see Jagannath Rath Yatra, I only think, "What else I ask from you, my Lord? You have given everything. You made our life rich. You made our life sublime. The quality of life they were living was so low. Now we are living such quality of life. Such people we mingle with, be with. Such things we hear. Such kind of food we eat. The most transcendental food of prasad. The holy name we have received. Everything, my Lord, you have given us. Thank you very much. I don't want to ask any more. I want to utilize properly what you have already given me." And just say thank you to you and bow down to you and say, "Thank you, my Lord. I offer my pranams to you. Please accept me as your own. Keep me at your lotus feet." Hare Krishna. Is there any comments or question anybody has on the subject of preparation for Janmashtami? Yes, Prabhuji. Is there a microphone? Hare Krishna. There are no hidden secret techniques. There are all those age-old techniques. Begin with faith and we chant the holy name. And whatever we like, we should dwell in that. Suppose you like to always remember Mayapur and Lord Gauranga's pastimes. This is your desire, for example. It will not come to you automatically. You have to dwell in that desire. You have to cultivate that desire. You have to do something which proves that you have the desire. You should open Chaitanya Charitamrita. You should read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Read the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Visit the places of Gauranga Mahaprabhu pastime. Oh, here we perform this pastime. Meet the people who have same desire. Hear from them. Serve them. Their techniques are same. There is nothing like extraordinary technique. All techniques begin with faith. All techniques begin with faith. All techniques begin with service. All techniques begin with gratitude. And nonetheless, I mean, not less than anything, is the effort. You know, sometimes we may feel that my effort is what my effort will be. How can my effort will be sufficient? I am so tiny and insignificant, so sinful and so fallen. But when you do your 100% effort, Sri Krishna is watching you. This my dear little soul with tiny capacity is trying his best to reach me. This little squirrel is trying her best to put whatever sands of sand or whatever particles of sand in the big Setu Bandha that I am building. Did Lord Ram miss her? No. He was not only looking at Hanumanji and all the monkeys were lifting boulders. He also saw her. That is his greatness, not our greatness, not the squirrel's greatness. The greatness is of the Lord. But the greatness of the squirrel also is that she did her 100%. So our efforts may be absolutely insignificant and useless compared to the task of building Setu. What those grains will do? Maybe eternity she'll keep putting, and eternity the grace will be incomplete. But Lord blessed her because she used her 100% efforts. So effort, faith is important. Company of similar minded people who are like minded, who have the same desire that you have, is important. Will keep your flame burning constantly of your desire. Maybe increase it also. There's no special techniques. And there's one important technique of not offending devotees. You know, you may light the flame and you keep putting water from the top. You know, how much air fuel you put from down, the flame is going to be extinguished. The effort is going to be nullified. So even Prabhupada said this, you chant the holy name and don't offend devotees. With these two things, you will achieve what you want to achieve. Now the Lord is already doing his part. The Lord has manifested his temple. The Lord has manifested himself in the form of Vrindavan Bihari. Now the Lord has manifested himself in Vrindavan. Seven temples, Yamunaji. The Lord is doing his... I mean, can anybody of us individually can do it? I mean, oh, I will also have something like this in my own house. I'll buy some land in Bangalore and, you know, I'll like to develop something. It's possible? Impossible it is. Because more than the resources of money, you need mercy for such thing to happen. You can put the stones in place by your money, but it will not look like Govardhan. It will not feel like Govardhan. It needs mercy of a pure devotee. And that all is ready-made happening over here. And I may be doing little service here and there, but you may be doing little service. We are all doing little service here. But the manifestation is divine. It is somebody else is ordaining that. I can do my part at least. Being connected to that. Appreciating that. Meditating on that. Dwelling on that. Does that satisfy you? Any other question is there? Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav ki, human life opportunity ki, Nithai Gaura Premanande.